As many of you may know, all of humanity is under a massive psychological warfare attack. And professor of clinical psychology, Matthias Desmet, who has studied the psychology of totalitarianism, has done an excellent job of explaining how we got here and how we win. In dictatorships, obedience comes from a basic fear of the dictator. But with totalitarianism, the people are hypnotized into obedience. In psychological terms, this mass hypnosis is known as mass formation. And totalitarianism always starts with a mass formation inside the population. A mass formation requires four conditions for it to take root. The masses must feel alone and isolated, and their lives must feel pointless and meaningless. These conditions have been growing for years with social media, mobile devices, and 4 years of massive division experienced during the Trump administration that made people on all sides feel more isolated. The masses then must experience constant free-floating anxiety, and they must experience free-floating frustration and aggression. This simply means there is no discernible source for the anxiety or aggression. And so the person begins to irrationally crave a remedy, no matter how absurd or destructive it may be. And these conditions were met in 2020 with the COVID lockdowns and the BLM riots. They are now ripe for hypnosis. And once they accept the experimental vaccines, they feel solidarity, which validates the whole thing for them, no matter how senseless. They are now changed. No longer rational. They become more intolerant and cruel. So how do we win? Studies have shown that about 25% of the population cannot be hypnotized, and about 10% are highly susceptible to hypnosis. And Professor Desmet simplifies this even more for us. He says that 30% of people are now deeply hypnotized, and have irrationally accepted the experimental shots as their solution. 40% are not yet hypnotized, but will ultimately go along with the herd. And the rest of us are seeing things clearly. What the enemy is trying to do is extremely dangerous, because if the masses ever awaken from their spell, they will demand justice. And so stress must constantly be maintained upon the masses until the mass formation is complete. We are the voice of dissent, and while we may not have much influence over the hypnotized 30%, we most definitely have sway over the 40% who will go along with the herd. We need to become the herd. Whether you think this all happened by accident or conspiracy, whether your reasons are based on religion or personal health, our voice of dissent must become one. It must grow, and it must never end. We must spread the seeds of doubt to everyone. At the gas station, at the grocery store, at work, at home, with the neighbors. They are desperately trying to provoke a civil war or a violent revolution because they can control that. Violence will not break people out of the hypnosis. It will only push more people into it. Telling the truth has become a revolutionary act. Telling the truth to everyone you meet will save humanity. So keep doing it.
You can shove your vaccine mandates up your ass. You can shove your vaccine mandates up your ass. You can shove your vaccine mandates. Shove your vaccine mandates. Shove your vaccine mandates up your ass.
Thank you for watching the latest Greg Reiss Report. Be sure to go to reissreport.com to see my latest videos, sign up for my free newsletter, and subscribe for exclusive content. And be sure to support my sponsor at InfoWarsStore.com. Today, anyone who is awake can clearly see why Alex Jones was deplatformed. InfoWars was right above the target, and the globalists were a year out from launching their attack. 3 years later, and InfoWars is still thriving, thanks to the support of our audience. But we are now facing the fiercest battle yet, and we need you to help save InfoWars. The enemies entrenched within our government are breaking the justice system more than ever in their attack against Alex Jones. No crime, no evidence, no jury, no trial? We don't think so. They want to kill the messenger in a kangaroo trial with their new USSA. But we won't let them. Alex Jones will have his day in court. With your support, go to SaveInfoWars.com now and give your donation to save the First Amendment. SaveInfoWars.com, and God bless America.